call from Hire My Caregiver.
Home care, this is Tina. How can I help you?
Yes, is this Inspire Home Care Service?
Yeah, you reached the home care agency. How can I help
Hello?
You?
Is this Inspire?
Hey, how can I help you?
Oh, okay. I was calling because I was dealing with a female. I can. Hello? Yes,
yeah,
I was dealing with a female.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Maybe. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, okay.
It sounds like your phone is working up. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, your phone is working up. Okay, because I can hear
you. How can I help
you?
You
keep going in and out. I'm calling because I had a connection with a female that worked there for Inspire Home Care, and I'm trying to find out how do I don't know. Do you need my information to look up to see who I was working with?
So you were working as a caregiver for someone?
No, so I had an application and so that I could receive a caregiver, but I had my own caregiver.
Oh, so I could take your information and we could sign
but
you
I,
off.
Huh?
Are you ready approved for the waiver for hours?
I don't know, but I know people came out to my house to see me and stuff like that.
Okay, I can check.
I don't know how far I got approved, but I know that. Yes, I just need you to listen to me first. So I had people come out to me and they evaluated me. I was dealing with a female with Inspire Home Care, and I needed to send in some certain documents, and I just completed sending in them documents. Before I completed sending in them documents, they had sent me a letter saying that my case was closed because I didn't provide the documents. So now I provided the documents through welfare. So I'm trying to, I don't know what I'm trying to
okay,
do.
Okay, I could check where
I was
if you need an assessment.
Her,
I could check if you need an assessment done and where you're up to in the process and see if you need another assessment scheduled. So I would be able to check with your Medicaid ID.
Okay.
Do you have it? If not, I could check with your date of birth and show a name.
Oh, yeah. I have it. My date of birth is 07/31/1978.
Okay. Social or name?
And my name is K-H-A. Huh?
Okay, K-H-A.
L-I-A.
Uh-huh.
Landers. L-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up the information.
I have my medical ID, too. I just had to go grab it.
Okay, it's loading. So let me see if it's, I can pull it out.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. You fine? You okay? You want to sit here? I know you want to go to sleep. Go ahead.
For some reason, it's very slow. It's still loading. Let me wait another minute. See if it's working.
This one got me right already. Mm-hmm. Boosted me back up already.
Get down.
Go lay down. Mm-hmm. You
know
she loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to see if she's not what she's doing.
Okay.
jealous.
You can do that with your mama. You lying, man.
I know what you doing.
All right, go lay down.
What she
I just wanted to see what she was going to do. So, go lay down.
I think she did it one time with Donna. Yeah. Was, no, not with Monica.
They wasn't scared of her when they came in?
Huh?
They wasn't scared of her?
Uh-uh. Well, Monica was at first. Monica don't like no dogs.
Okay, for some reason, it looks like it's not where it's down. Okay, I wouldn't be able to check that for you now, but I could take the rest of the information, and then I'll have an enrollment specialist call you back.
Okay.
Okay, what's your address?
It was 3444.
3444?
North Bodine Street. North Bodine Street, B-O-D-I-N-E. Philadelphia, PA 19140.
19140, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And any minors in the home?
No.
No, okay. And who is the caregiver? Can I get the name and number?
Wayne Brunson.
W-A-Y-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
Last name?
Brunson, B-R-U-N-S-O-N.
Brunson. And when is it related to you? Is Wayne related?
My friend.
Oh, your friend. Okay, what's the number?
No, my friend.
Okay. And what's
267.
Okay.
You want the phone number or?
Her phone number. Yeah, Wayne's phone number.
267-444-4957.
Okay.
You got it.
Which insurance do you have?
Keystone First.
Oh, you're with Keystone. Okay, okay. Let me try once again, because let me see if I can pull up now the information. Do you know if you were up for hours yet? Like per hour?
No,
you were not? Okay. And the best number to reach?
No, I don't know.
You're not sure. Okay. 267-212-7927?
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure your date of birth is...
I know I got a proof from my doctor. But I just don't know how many hours.
Yeah. Okay. So your birth name is Kalia, last name Landers, and your date of birth is 7/31/1978.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, it's still not loading, but let me see if I could transfer you over to an enrollment specialist.
You will, because messages. Delete these messages. Delete all of your messages.
Would you delete and shit?
Say stuff.
Okay, maybe you can have them call you back as soon as they're available, because I don't want to keep you waiting. But they'll call you in the next,
okay.
Hopefully in the next 50 minutes, perhaps an hour, they'll call you.
Okay.
Okay? And they'll help you.
Okay, thank you.
And yeah, we'll make sure. Hopefully, the Medicaid portal will be working then, because it's still not working. It's still down. So yeah, but we'll check as soon as it's back up. We'll be able to check if you need another assessment or what the next step is.
Okay.
Okay. So thanks so much for reaching out.
Oh, I believe it. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.